Good morning and welcome back in. Straight up 8:35. Glad you're with us on this a Tuesday morning. Kevin Cohen, Brian Leonard, now joined by the lovely and talented Marsha Clayman, who joins us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington for our positive points on aging. And good morning to you, friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good to see you guys. Good to see Brian back in full good health. He's smiling.
You betcha. That's what we want. That's what we need.
You're just as sparky as ever.
Well, you know, it's all good. I've got a lot of reasons to feel joy and positivity in my life. And so I'm trying to put a difficult December, not necessarily behind me, because I don't think I'm not on a calendar, but dealing with it best I can and feeling good about and very grateful for all that I do have. So that's good. And I'm grateful that you're here, and we appreciate you and your friendship. And we appreciate you being part of the family here at The Point. And today, on our positive points on aging, you brought us rubber duckies.
Yeah, rubber dub dub.
Yes. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our loved ones and bathing. And there's a lot more to just say in that than just bathing.
Yeah, you know, we come full circle. When you think about when you have children and you put them in the tub and you put all the toys around them, you know, and you make it into a very joyful time. And sometimes it takes a while to get them out of the bath once you get them in because, you know, it's fun. However, let's go full circle. We'll push the clock way ahead many, many years
right.
When you have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia and bathing becomes a battle. It's just the battle of the bath every week. And the thing is, and we hear about it all the time, mom won't take a bath. Mom won't get clean, that type of thing. And it's very frustrating because all of us mostly get into a shower or a bath once a day, right?
Right.
And so if you can't get a parent into a bath for over 2 or 3 weeks, it becomes a real issue.
Oh, absolutely.
Sanitary-wise.
Yeah.
And also infections are so become so more prominent when they start having issues with bathing. But the thing is that it becomes such a stressful issue for all of us and that we've got to learn how to overcome the fear and the resistance to what bathing can create for these people. I know my mother was not ever a swimmer. She never knew how to swim. And she was terrified of the water the last couple of years of her life. You know, if it was everything we could to get a sponge bath. And we had to be happy with that because even going to the dentist, get this, going to the dentist when they would put the suction in your mouth,
right?
She felt like she was drowning. She felt like she was underwater. And so those kind of things can happen because they just don't know what it is anymore. The thing is that when you have a perception problem where when you look like you're stepping into water, you think that it's a lot deeper than it might be, even though it's maybe a couple inches in the bathtub. Or if you've got the shower already running full throttle and it's going over their head, that's also a frightening experience for them. So we've got to learn how to set up a really good environment to take a bath.
Right. And what you're talking about, I want people to take a step back for a second here. What you're talking about, Marsha, is stuff that most of us just take for granted every day. It's normal, get up, take our shower, take our bath, whatever we do. You know, unless you live in Tennessee where it's maybe once every 2 months. But other than that, you know, I mean, that's you know, that's a normal thing for the rest of us.
Well, and you've got to set the environment, okay? First of all, as a caregiver to your loved one, if you have rushed in from work and you've had a bad day at work and you want to get mom in the bathtub, that might not be the best time to get mom in the bathtub because you're not in a good mood and they can sense that. So that's going to make it even worse. So if you're rushed, don't do it. If you don't think that you can spend sometimes an hour, that's how long it's going to take. The rest of us jump in and out of a shower in 5 minutes.
Right.
Giving someone with Alzheimer's a bath you have to literally go body part by body part. Like, let's do your arm. You know, let's do your leg. That type of thing.
Sure.
If you do not have the patience or you don't have the time, then you need to reevaluate how you're going to take care of this because it's very important.
And there's another component in addition to patience that has to be looked at, and that is dignity.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to provide the person you're doing this for more than just their hygiene and their health. You also want to protect their dignity, and that's something that I know could build an extra time and require extra patience on your part.
You've also got to think ahead, because when that resistance hits, and you know for a fact that you have to get them to go to the doctor, you have to tell them, you know, Dr. Jones really would love to see you today, and he wants to check this and this, and, you know, we want to smell better when we go see Dr. Jones, or we're going to church, or we've got someone coming over for a visit. You've got to set it up to where there's a reason why they're doing it, not just because you want to give them a hard time. So, and the other thing is that if someone becomes to the point where they resist, you're going to have to settle for a sponge bath until you can figure out a way. Maybe it's the time of the day that they're resisting. Maybe the morning is not a good time for them.
Right.
Maybe it's in the evening before they go to bed, and they feel better when they've had a good bath and clean pajamas.
Have you found that that's something where people can experiment with different times?
Yes.
Because, I mean, the reality is, if it's someone, let's just say in the sake of for conversation, if it's a son wanting to help bathe his father, there's only so many times during the day that a son can get over there, because usually the son's going to have to work during the day, and so it's usually either before work or after work. Yeah, I mean, your options are limited, so unless you get a professional person to help, there's not a lot of choices sometimes. Maybe, I guess, if you do it on the weekend, I don't know, right. But, I mean, weekend, you're not waiting once a week. You want to do it more than once a week.
Right, but the thing is that you've got to figure out what's going to work best for them.
Right.
The other thing to think about, with Alzheimer's dementia, a lot of people go into sundowners in the afternoon. Do you really want to be fighting that, plus giving them a bath at 6 and 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And so you've got to look at their environment and their attitudes and their patterns. And that's how you can have a successful bath time. Because it's very important that they get clean. And so that's what I'm saying, is if the resistance is there, and just give them a sponge bath, and then just kind of, okay, let's look at this again from a different way. Things like the same sex of a person giving them a bath. You know, I can remember my mother, when I put her in the Alzheimer's community in North Carolina, she had never been around other men. And the first night, this was so upsetting to me, and I wish I would have known about it. The first night, they had a man giving her a bath. I mean, what kind of introduction into a new world?
Yeah, that's really traumatic.
And it really, you know, when she told me that, that's when I went and approached the staff about, you know, she's a very, that just wasn't good. Please don't do that again. But anyway, what we've got a lot of information here about how to make that bathroom safe. And the very first thing is that you never, ever, ever leave a confused or frail person alone in a tub or a shower, not even for a minute, because the first thing they're going to do is going to try to stand up and get out, and then you're going to fall. And you know, our bathrooms are the smallest rooms in the house. That's where the worst injuries are, because they're hitting their heads against toilets and bathtubs, grabbing onto grab rails that aren't secure enough. There's a serious place for a bad accident. The other thing is that we've always got to check the water temperature, because before they get in the tub, run the water for a little bit. If they're in a tub, run the water maybe 2 inches, and that's it, and let them feel the water. The other reason why you really have to check the water temperature is that there's a lot of people out there with neuropathy. They might not have the feeling in the end of their toes or their fingers to let you know that it's too hot or too cold. So be aware of that.
It really is like you're bathing your child.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, without trying to take dignity away, but you almost need to think about it, because I've never had to bathe someone elderly, but certainly I remember bathing Hayden and Jacob on a regular basis. And of course, you're checking water temperature, depth of the water, all of that stuff. And like you said, you're never leaving them alone, even for a moment.
No.
In a bathtub. So not until you know that, you know, again, they're much too big. The kids, I mean, are much too big that they can't drown. But I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen if you leave somebody that is dealing with dementia alone. I can tell you, there's not going to be a good result.
So. Right, and you've got to think about using like a handheld shower head, you know, so that you have it down low, that it's not coming down on top of them.
Right. Well, hold tight. Let me go ahead and get us the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with positive points on aging. On the Point, stick around.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. 3M is cutting 2,500 manufacturing jobs worldwide. The company says it's adjusting production to meet slowing demand. 3M has about 95,000 employees. Its earnings were disappointing, and it's lowering its forecast for the year. General Electric shares are losing ground, though GE's quarter was stronger than expected. It's cautious about its business for the year ahead. Johnson & Johnson shares are gaining, even though its profit declined. Its forecast for this year is upbeat. Verizon Communications reported a mixed quarter. Shares are lower. Microsoft's earnings after the Wall Street close will offer a better look at corporate demand for software and cloud services. Microsoft's expected to report its slowest sales growth in more than 6 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, this is Chris Neely from the South Carolina Public Charter School District. Join me Monday afternoons at 5:30 as I team up with Kev for Kids First. We'll tackle the issues facing our schools, pointing out the positives with our students and teachers. Kids First, Mondays at 5:30 on The Point.
We've all seen the damage Mother Nature can do with the wind and the storms. Trees come down or need to come down. Damage needs to get cleared. That's where All Southern Tree Care comes in. Josh and his team specialize in tree cleanup, trimming, tree removal, and even stump grinding. These are not backyard projects. They need to get done by a professional. Call All Southern Tree Care right now at 606-8724. That's 803-606-8724.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the new Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese. Savory steak mixed with grilled onions topped with crispy bacon and melty American cheese, plus creamy mayo and tangy barbecue sauce. Or try it spicy with zesty cheese sauce and jalapenos.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese.
Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Hey, Point listeners, this is Casey Whitener. Y'all know I love a good underdog story. Scrappy nobody works hard and eventually shows the naysayers a better way. We're the South Carolina Libertarian Party. Not exactly Kevin Bacon and Footloose, but out there questioning authority, standing up for your rights, and working for a world set free in our lifetime. If you feel like maybe politics doesn't fit you, you might fit with the SCLP. Learn more about us on Facebook or by visiting SCLP.org. We meet the last Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at the British Bulldog Pub in Irmo. Mention you heard your invite on The Point, and I'll buy you a drink. SCLP.org to learn more.
Bardack Design and Promotion is the new name, but if you're looking for the best quality in screen printing, some things remain the same. Bardack Design and Promotion has taken over Tease Me on Rosewood Drive. Unrivaled experience and creativity. The best service, great prices, and incredible quality is assured. Local matters. Ordering online means you're taking your chances. You don't know what you're getting until it's in your hands. Bardack Design stands by their work. We can do the screen printing, embroidery, and much, much more for your team, for your office, or for your event. You want your employees proudly displaying your logo while looking sharp and professional. Visit with Bardack Design and Promotion. They'll help you design your shirts, sweatshirts, jacket, or any other textiles. We're conveniently located near the State Fairgrounds at 1334 Rosewood Drive. Or just give us a call and we'll answer your questions. 254-7940. That's 254-7940 for Bardack Design and Promotion.
Getting involved in your community is easier than you think. If you can click, you can help. If you can share a status, you can lend a hand. If you can log on, you can give back. Because when you volunteer virtually with AARP, you can help your community without even leaving home. AARP has all kinds of opportunities to get you started and will provide the support you need to make it easy and fun. Your community needs volunteers like you. Get involved at aarp.org/volunteer here.
How does a car repair shop last in business for over 50 years like Suddeth Automotive? By providing affordable, reliable, and honest auto repair. But if you ask them, they'll tell you it's their loyal customers who come back time and time again to entrust them with their car repairs, well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials. Isn't it time you become a customer? Call or come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue or make an appointment at SuddethAuto.com.
Point A to point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
During accidents heading onto I-26 westbound, mile marker 97 near that peak exit. Also on I-20 eastbound at the 76 near Alpine Road. Injuries, delays on Garner's Ferry Road at Congaree Run, Lexington County Highway 1 near Chickasaw Trail. Jay's Corner Restaurant and Bar on the corner of Bluff Road and Rosewood. Great stadium view, indoor and outdoor seating. Happy hour from 4 to 7. Jay's Corner Restaurant and Bar. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, good morning. Welcome back into The Point and our feature that we do each and every Tuesday morning from 8:30 until 9 o'clock, the Positive Points on Aging. Love this feature. It's brought to you by our very good friends at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And we always have Marsha or Karen. Marsha and Karen are one of the two in. And today we are blessed to have Marsha Clayman with us. Happy to have her in studio hanging out with us. We've been talking rub-a-dub-dub and talking about bathing our elders, bathing our seniors, bathing our older adults, and the folks that are having to deal with elderly issues, dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that. And it is quite an adventure sometimes having to figure out the best way to get that bath done. But it is essential that somebody gets clean.
Absolutely. Essential.
Yeah.
And we have to prepare ourselves, prepare the environment, make the room comfortable. Even if you have to pad the shower seat, something that is cold or uncomfortable, put towels down on it. Check that the room temperature is pleasant. Even taking the time to take the towels, go take them in the clothes dryer for a few minutes, run the dryer on them, make them very nice and warm so that when they're getting out of the tub that you're wiping them down with a nice warm cloth. I also include things like lavender oil that you can put in the bathroom that'll cause a sense of calmness.
Sure.
You've got to have your supplies within reach. Don't go around, you know, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that, because then we're going back to leaving that frail person alone. One of the things I want to talk about, the word dignity is so very important, even in bath time, because
sure,
it can be very embarrassing, especially, you know, I know a lot of sons don't want to bathe mom, you know, and that type of thing. That's when you get your wife involved or your sister involved. The dignity factor is very important. But even in the way that you talk to people when you're bathing them, don't treat them like they're, you know, they have no sense. You use phrases like, okay, watch me, and you might put your hand on the washcloth and you know, rub their arms, rub their legs, but making sure that they feel calm about it. If you're barking orders, then you're not going to get anything done.
Right.
It's going to go back to the battle.
Sure.
Covering their body with a bath towel while undressing and putting their clothes back on is very, very important. I remember in nursing school, learning how to give someone a bed bath was very long process, but it's because you took the arm out first. Everything else was covered, and you sponged it down. Then you patted it dry. Then you covered it back up. That's literally what you have to do with someone with Alzheimer's and dementia. You just can't rub-a-dub-dub and expect them to feel comfortable after they've had their skin rubbed off of them. You got to try different approaches to get them into the tub at times, maybe allowing them to feel the water first and talking about the water. Soothing music helps, having some music in the background, because sometimes you have to redirect them. They might get agitated.
Right, right.
And have some music on that you know that
their style,
song.
Not your style.
Yeah.
Their music,
their
not your music.
Their favorite song
yeah.
is going to come
right.
on, and then you can go, oh, that's Moon River. Let's talk about Moon River,
yeah.
the river and the water.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, I think some of our listeners probably have forgotten Moon River. Would you like to sing for
no,
a minute?
No, y'all don't want me to sing.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
But it is a beautiful song.
I again.
Now you're gonna have
some of our listeners probably forgot it. Maybe you'd like to, you know, let us know how it goes.
You know, if I had a beautiful voice, I would do it.
I keep trying to get her, but she won't give in. Okay.
I'm gonna shock you.
One of these days. One of these days.
But also, when you're washing their hair, you've got to be very careful, you know, not to get the soap in the eyes. Mm-hmm. So have an extra washcloth available that can get that soap out of their eyes. The private parts of their bodies need to be clean.
Yes.
And so that's a lot of times when you use the approach of, you know, not watch me, but you tell them gently, this is what you need to do. And, of course, if you've got the shower ready to, you know, to softly spray that area.
Right.
It's still very important, though. You can't ignore the
absolutely.
Private areas.
That's a huge part of hygiene. And, again, you're battling the necessity versus the dignity issue. You want to protect dignity.
Yes. Even simplifying a process, you can take a washcloth and you can sew a pocket into it and put soap in there, and that's what you can use. However, the easiest thing, of course, is to use body soap. You know, that's easy. Just make sure that the bottle has soap in it, that you're not banging it against the wall trying to get it loosened up, that type of thing. And like I said, make sure your supplies are close by. Now, we got to talk about after the bath. You know, after you've had a chance to get them clean, you've got to check for rashes and sores. Especially someone that's been incontinent, you've got to check and see if there are not some red areas popping up, because that can get bad. You need to, when you're drying them and putting their clothes on, you need to have them seated so that they're not moving around a lot. Making sure they're totally dry, and you pat instead of rub. Use cotton swabs, and I've never heard this. I'm learning something today. You use cotton swabs to dry between the toes. I mean, I didn't even thought that was
yeah. Baby. That's interesting. Yeah.
And then you need to apply a lotion to keep that skin soft, because it will get dry. And then this is another thing. There's been a lot of stuff in the news about baby powder. Is it baby powder?
Yes.
That's been lawsuits and everything. What you can do is get you a little bowl and put cornstarch in it or baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
Put a cotton puff in there. And underneath, like the woman's breast, you need to dab that.
Right.
Or underarms. And it's a natural deodorant type thing, but mm-hmm. it will also mm-hmm. keep them dry. But, you know, the thing is that you've just really got to accept that responsibility. And you got to know, how am I going to make this better for them?
Right.
To where it's going to be a successful event and not something that you're going to be crying or tearing your hair out after it.
So here's a quick question with only a moment or so to go. Is this something where you get to a point where it might be better to, if you're trying to stay in the house, is it better to bring someone in from a home health care to do something like this? Does it protect someone else's dignity when they don't? I guess if they don't know who you are, or I guess it depends on the level of dementia, because, I mean, it would almost be a protecting way to give someone more dignity if a father didn't have to have his son, you know, bathe him. You know what I mean? Almost bringing someone professional.
It depends on the situation,
right?
Because I'm telling you, like, if you've got parents that have been married for 70 years and that's the only person they want them to see them in a, you know, that situation.
Yeah.
Or a daughter. Like I said, I think it's a toss-up. Now, I will tell you that I worked in an Alzheimer's community, and there was a woman there that had horrible incontinence. She wouldn't let anybody bathe her. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
This one girl approached her with warm towels and lavender oil and said, "We're going to go to the spa today."
Wow.
And so she was able to then associate that girl with the spa.
Right. That's great.
And she was more willing to go into the shower area, because this girl put some thought behind it and said, "I'm going to make it a pleasant experience for you."
Nice. Well, there's a lot to learn about this. If you want more information on this, how can people get a hold of you?
Please call us at 803-808-3477, or you can go online to oakleafvillagelexington.com, or stop by 800 North Lake Drive in Lexington.
Yeah, I know
Marsha. Always on.
Exactly. Marsha and Karen would love to see you at Oakleaf Village. Thank you, Marsha, very much. The Your Way Home with John and Erica coming up next. For Brian, for Marsha, I'm Kev. We'll see you later this afternoon.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. California has witnessed its third mass shooting in 8 days.
This latest mass shooting happened Monday in San Mateo County at two agricultural facilities. At a news conference carried by KGO, Sheriff Christina Corpus said the gunman shot and killed four people and wounded a fifth at a farm on the outskirts.